Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
We love this next guy coming up on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line. Not good news to talk to him about. Normally, we'd just be talking spring practice and Georgia football, but Seth Emerson of The Athletic joins us right now. Good morning, Seth. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Good morning.
You're not in leather pants like Axl Rose, are you, by any chance?
Much like much of the world, I have been in sweatpants for about 13 months.
Oh, my gosh.
And occasionally athletic shorts.
It is the greatest thing ever. It's now warm enough as we come outside that we can actually wear shorts in the studio, which is really good. But obviously, we bring you on bad news yesterday. It breaks right after we go off the air. George Pickens with a knee injury, looks like torn ACL. How did it happen? I just saw non-contact. Was he doing drills, running routes? What happened for him to get injured?
That's basically all I know. Tuesday was their first practice in pads, but this was a non-contact, like no one hit him, it was away, and actually that's when you get scared, is when someone gets hurt with a non-contact injury. But I did hear that they thought that it wasn't that bad on Tuesday night initially, which is why this didn't break until Wednesday afternoon. That it was when they kind of came back later, they realized that it was worse than they initially thought, which is different from most ACL injuries. Most of the time now they know right away. So it's interesting, but maybe it's good in some way. Kirby Smart's statement yesterday sounded fairly like optimistic, like that was the only thing that happened. You know, this wasn't a Nick Chubb type injury, but even Nick Chubb came back, as we all know, started next season. And clean ACL injuries, I've written about this before, particularly at Georgia, they've gotten really good at the rehab process. So this is probably a season ender for George Pickens, but should probably be back as good as before when it comes to this time next year getting ready for the draft.
Yeah, no question. Do you think that's what he does, Seth? Just decides that he gets healthy and goes toward the draft? I think John Michaels found something. Projected first-round draft pick going into next season based off of what they thought he might do this year.
This could what it ends up doing for him is if he had been healthy at Georgia this year and had this big season, you know, he may have been in like top five, top 10 pick area. That's what AJ Green was. He luckily still has the film from his first 2 years at Georgia, and he's still got all the natural talent and gifts. I don't know whether this will cause maybe some other receivers to get ahead of him in line for the draft next year. But, I mean, I'd be shocked if he doesn't turn pro. You could argue he could just do it now. What is he waiting for?
Right.
Obviously, I don't mean like this draft or the supplemental draft, but just go start training. But first, you got to do the rehab process. And Georgia with Ron Corson has been very good at the rehab process. They did it with Todd Gurley. They did it with Chubb. They did it with Aaron Murray. They've got a lot of experience, unfortunately, with this. So I would imagine he's advised to stick around Georgia for at least this part of it and to probably hold on to that eligibility.
Right.
Because you just never know with the timing of this. I think it was 3 years ago, 2018, Devon Wilson tore his ACL in spring practice. He was able to come back for Georgia's bowl game in the Sugar. If Georgia's good enough, I think they would love to plug George Pickens in for a playoff game at that point.
Why would he ever risk something like
75-80%?
Who was the other guy, and what was his NFL career like?
Devon Wilson?
Yeah.
He is at, I believe he's at Central Florida now. He played for a couple years at Georgia as nickelback and then transferred to UCF.
Right. So I just don't know why you would risk trying something like that with so much on the line moving forward when you talk about the NFL. So we'll see what happens. And that opportunity is there because he did it so early in the spring practice. But I just got to wait and see. I would not recommend it. I think it's a risky, aggressive move, which would scare the hell out of me as a parent or a him himself.
Right. We've got Seth Emerson.
Well, I would say here. I agree that his pro career has got to be the most important thing for him. But if NCAA rules get loosened between now and then, like what if they allow you to have agents? You know, there's been an unfortunate choice that players in this position have had to make between their eligibility and getting ready for the pros. Right. What if he didn't have to make that choice? What if he could go train? What if he could sign with an agent and everything while maintaining his eligibility and being able to be plugged in for Georgia if he's healthy enough? Right. In a playoff game. I don't mean like a bowl game, like if they go back to the Sugar next year. I mean, if they're in a playoff game, it's something to keep in mind. But I think they'll probably have a better idea of that come the summer. And then he can decide, am I going to register for classes in the fall? Am I going to go through that? Which I don't think many people would want to do if you're already getting ready to be a first-round pick.
We've got Seth Emerson from The Athletic with us right now here on the Loud Security Systems Newsmaker line.
Hey, Seth, silver lining. I mean, years past, an injury like this would be absolutely devastating to this team just because you don't have the numbers, you don't have the players that can step in and hopefully be able to pick up the production. Georgia seems to have that. A couple of guys, though, too, that could really help it out. Dominic Blaylock, Marcus Rosemead, mm-hmm. Jack Saint, a couple of guys coming back from injuries. Do you know where they stand right now in terms of coming back from their season enders last year?
Well, Kirby Smart talks after practice tonight, and I'm sure that he'll be asked about that. I'll ask it if no one else does. I think the expectation is Blaylock will be ready. Mm-hmm. He's had two ACLs, which is tough, but Zamir White came back from that. So I don't know that we would expect Dominic Blaylock to be this explosive, dynamic player yet in 2021. But his last ACL was in preseason last year, and the recovery prospect, like I said, process is like 6 to 9 months. So he should be available for the Clemson game. I'm not like 100% betting on it, but that's a probability, I would say. Marcus Rosemead Jack Saint had that ugly ankle injury in the Florida game last year. So I'm not sure the normal recovery process on that one, because it's not as common an injury. But if that is a, like, you know, 6 to 9 month range, he could potentially be ready for the start of the season, but more likely as the season goes on. Now the thing is, now the Pickens injury changes the calculation a little bit for Georgia, but if Georgia can get through the Clemson game, but even if they don't, mm-hmm. you know, I mean, that can be their one loss of the season and of the regular season. And their road in the SEC is on paper right now, not that hard. You know, the SEC East is a flaming pit of programs that are just not good right now, other than Florida. And Florida loses a lot off last year's team. The SEC West is the hardest part of the conference, but Georgia doesn't face the toughest programs in that division this year. They face Arkansas and Auburn. Now, Auburn could be tough, but if Georgia without George Pickens, and until Blaylock and Rosemead Jack Saint are ready and healthy, is probably still good enough to, even if they lose to Clemson, go 11-1, which is good enough to get you in the SEC championship game and be in the same win and in the playoff situation that they were in 2017, 18, and 19. And so then it's a matter of what you look like at that point.
And that's all any Georgia fan can hope for. Get to Atlanta, play Alabama, LSU, Texas A&M, whoever, and have a chance to go to the playoffs. Seth, we appreciate you coming on this morning. We'll be reading your stuff here on The Athletic and listening for what you ask Kirby tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.